Yeah. My daughter Mechilei, Vidach Yevinilei, and the other money I'll have to pay you. Now the Gemara says, Runya, Shaslo de Ravina have a, Runya was the gardener, the worker by Ravina. Afsid, and he did some damage to the field. Isalke, so Ravina fired him. Is Osla came with the Rova, so Runya came in front of Rova. Omulei said like this, Chazima, see. My covetly, what they're doing to me. Omulei, so Rova answered back, Shapa Rova, he did very good. Omulei, so Runya said back, why? Holoi, Hisrabi, he didn't warn me though. Omalei, so Rava said back, Loitzrichali Hasrois, you should know, the owner did not have to warn you, the gardener. Why? Because Rava, the time Rava goes according to his time. The Yama Rava, Mikra Dardiki, that means a Rebbe that teaches young Talmidim, if he makes a mistake, so they have a right to fire him. Rashi says, because the Pseidah did not come back. Because what you teach the kids young, you can't get out of them. So if a Mikra Dardiki, Rosh Shasla, Rosh the gardener, Tavcho, Rosh the butcher, they made a mistake, they made a bit shchita, Rosh the yumna. Rashi says it means a male tinaikis, a male. These people, if they make mistakes, or else the safer mosa, or else the barber of the city, if he made a mistake by giving haircuts, or these cases, any time they did a damage to the owner, you should know, kulam kimusrim v'yendim domi. They're all considered like they were warned already, and if they make a mistake, they have right to be thrown out. Klal of the milsa. What's the klal of this milsa here? They're called seidat lehodar. Any type of a damage they do, they cannot be taken back. Kimusarim v'yendim domi. It's considered like they warned already, and therefore they have right to be fired. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu Shasla, there was a gardener. The Yomalahu Havli Shavchoi the Beino LeMesik Lar Yisrael told the owner, listen, I want to take the improvement in the land, what I deserve, because I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael now, and I want to quit now. I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So also the Kaim of the Rav Papa, they went in front of Rav Papa by Shmuel. Omalu, he said, Hovle Shvachu, like he's right. Go ahead and give him the Shvach that he improved the land for, the land." Oh, Malay Rava, Rava said, Iyu Ashbach, is it he that improved the land? Aryu Lay Ashbach, isn't it Pshat the land itself became better? In other words, why do I have to pay him all of the improvement? It's my land that made the improvement also, not only the worker. Someone says, true. Oh, Malay, he answered back, I know Palga the Shafra Kamin Lucha. I only meant to say you have to pay him back for half of the profit of the field. And Rashi says, Kederuk Shah Shoslim Shainim Estalkim, just like any other gardener. That the Pshat is this type of an agreement is that they get half of the pay. Half of the pay. Yes, and Gemara says, Omalei, but the Balabas still said back, Adu Eden, up until now, Heavy Shok, Balabayas Palga, the Shasla Palga. True, up until now was 50-50. The owner would get 50%, and his gardener would get 50%. But Hashta Boy Lemais of Mantle Arisa. But now that the gardener wants to quit, like, and go to and leave, since he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, so now I'm going to have to pay a Norris to finish off the job. And a Norris, let's say, gets a third of the profit. Since so, the owner is going to lose out. Like, if I have to give half to my gardener, then how much is left? Only half, and I have to give one third to the gardener, so to the Norris, so the Balabas is going to lose out. Omalais, he said back to him, Mishnah, River the Shvacha Kamina. I only mean to say you have to give just a quarter of the shvach you should give to this shasla, to this garden that's going to leave now. So Ravashi Lameim Ravashi thought to say, Riva Deheve Danka. Really a quarter means, which is going to be now a sixth. Which really like, let's take off the this is the two-thirds portion that goes to the Balabas. In other words, he's going to have to give one-third to the Yoris. So take off one-third. The Balabas comes with two-thirds. So two-thirds, it means one-quarter of that, which is one-sixth. That's what we're going to give to the Shasla. The Yom Rebbe Yumi, Pered Rav Nachumi, Piyasra, the Shokla Shashla Palgo, in the place that the Minig was, that the gardener gets 50%. If so, via Risa Tilsa, Hebe. And then the Minig was that they used to give an Oris in such a place, he would only get a third. Now, Shasla Boilistaluke, when the gardener wants to leave, Yavinulei Shvacha, we have to give him the Shvach, Umisakinulei, and then we have a right to fire him like. Kiechad Leinim Tayu Hefsla Malabais. But of course, you have to make sure that no Hefsid, no loss comes out to the Balabas. Because the Balabas has to get his share even after what he has to give to the Yoris. Therefore, it's like this. If you're going to tell me, river, the quarter, what he meant to say is they have a danka, that means after you take off one third to pay the yoris, so then shopper, then the balabos taka is not going to lose out. River, mamish, if you're going to tell me now that the shasla gets one quarter, if so, komati leif sedele balabayis, palga danka, the balabos is going to lose out now 1/12. You're going to have to give, let's say, a quarter to the shasla, and then you have to give 1/3 to the yoris, so the balabos does not get a complete half. He's missing a 12th. So the balabos is losing out. So that was the proof before, that a quarter does not mean a quarter of the net, but rather a quarter means, a river means, of what's left over after the balabos pays out the yoris. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malei Rav Acha Bered the Rav Yosef, the Rav Ashi, for Lei Malei, let him say back, Ant Manso the Loch, Hovli Larisom." Listen. In other words, let the Shasla, let the gardener tell the Balabos like this. Listen, you're going to have to pay the Arisa, so you take care of him. Like after I leave, you have to get somebody else have a sharecrop in it. Oh, the Arisa, you pay him. The Ano Manso the Li, and listen about me, my portion that I deserve, my half. Whatever I want to do, I'll do with it. So Omar, he said, listen, when you get to learn like Kochim, it means like Masechta Kochim, Zvachim, Tovi actually, then come and ask me such a question. So Rashi said, the first pshat is, that he saw he's very amkin, he thinks very deep. He said, listen, when you get to Masechta Zvachim, there it's very deep, I'll talk to you. Whereas Rashi said, the pshat this time was Matchim, he pushed him off. That's your kasha, is not a good taina. Now the Gemara says, "Goof, what we said before, Omer Rav Minyumi, Bered the Rav Nachumi, that Biasra the Shokla Shasla Palgo, if the place the minig is that a gardener takes half of the percentage for the Arisa Tilsa, and then the Arisa via sharecropper, you only take a third. Hai Shasla the boy is to luke. Now let's say the Shasla the gardener wants to leave. Yavinale Shavchayu, we give him the profit. Umasakinale." So we have to make sure that the money we pay the shasla does not affect the pay that the balabos, the half of the balabos is supposed to get. Oh, Mara Minyumi, Breder of Nechumya, Kupa Saba, Palga, Kupa Saba, Rashi says it means if the Geffen of Tavoin became very old, and now it's like Harino Kishaz Zemuris, it's just like some branches like. It says older type of vines, palga, they divide up the shasla, gets half of it. What's going to be shot for now? Let's say the river came and uprooted it. Then the shasla only gets just one quarter, like we had locha before. Now the Gemara says, Ugar, where there was a man, Damashkin Padisa Lechavre, Lesser Shonen. He gave his padis, his orchard, to his friend from Ashkin, that she used for 10 years. The Kash Lechomishonen. At the end of 5 years, the orchard became old, and it wasn't usable like anymore. So, Abayram Abayah says, Peyre Heve, that now the wood, like leftover of the orchard, is considered.